Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5 is live now with a band that won our locally crafted competition last week at the Wayfair. They got the most votes online, so guess what? They win a radio performance. They're in studio now. They're called Arms Akimbo, and the first song they're going to play for us is Shaken. So good. It's Arms Akimbo live and acoustic in studio for us now in KX93.5. They're going to do one more song, then we'll come back and learn more about this group that won locally crafted last week at the Wayfair, co-presented by Broken Entertainment. So Arms Akimbo, take one more for us.
I'll take you. Wanna go, I'll take you anyhow. I have seen the end of space. If you wanna go, I'll take you. Wanna go, I'll take you. If you wanna go, I'll take you anyways. Oh, I should have known. All of my friends, all of my friends are going home. I have seen the outside now. If you wanna go, I'll take you. Wanna go, I'll take you anyhow. I have seen you inside out. If you wanna know, I'll tell you. Wanna know, I'll tell you. If you wanna know, I'll tell you somehow. Oh, I should know. All of my friends, all of my friends are going.
So great.
Love it. Arms Akimbo live on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Again, this band you may have seen at the Wayfair last week with a few other bands. We do this thing called Locally Crafted where bands vote, or fans vote online, and bands get placed in a set, and then one of them gets to perform live here in the studio. So you guys won that. So come a little closer to these mics for us, guys, and we'll learn more about you. I want to know, firstly, were you surprised or whatever that people voted for you? Did you think you were going to win that little competition?
Well, we definitely push it a lot, and it's not our hometown, so we were pretty stoked to get it. I did hear a couple rumors that some people were sitting at their laptops just voting over and over again for about 30 minutes straight, which I don't know if they went through or not, but it's nice to know that we had a couple friends in our corner doing that.
So I'm not sure if we limit it by IP address
right,
or not.
Exactly.
But, maybe we should. So where are you from then? You're not Orange County.
No, yeah, we're from Los Angeles. We all met at Loyola Marymount University, and most of us, three out of the four of us, are recording art students, so we kind of met through that in various ways. And then, yeah, I don't know, Colin's from Orange County, Colin's from Tustin, so...
Represent.
Exactly.
Tustin, suburban living.
Yeah, exactly. So he's our tie. He brings us down.
You know what, Colin? You kind of look like the odd one out. You kind of do. You've got a sweater on there that's got bird photographs on it. You're a strange guy, and I like you a lot. When you came in, I thought, these guys are going to be great, and then these hipsters arrived, and I'm like, oh, well, whatever.
And then you kind of knew there was something about him that was like, oh, is that a Tustin man?
But you guys sound really great. How long have you been playing together?
A year now.
Just a year.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate you. How do you sound so great after a year? It's like when you walk in a chocolate shop and the slim woman behind the counter. You know, how do you stay slim working here? I don't know.
It's a really anyway. Strange metaphor.
Well, I'm fat, that's why.
I want to ask you about the name, mm-hmm. Sorry, because we've been riffing on it all morning. I have no idea what it means. Can someone please describe Arms Akimbo?
Yeah, Arms Akimbo. So Arms Akimbo is the name of a character in a television show called Freakazoid.
Okay.
Bruce Timm did Freakazoid. He also did like Batman. He did like all the like super animated series. And there's like a guy in that show who's fists are stuck to his hips, because that's what Arms Akimbo means. Also, okay. Like nobody seems to know what Arms Akimbo means.
No, it right. means open. There's a character in a British TV show. The show's called League of Gentlemen, and the character's called Legs Akimbo.
Wait, really?
Really?
Arm legs akimbo.
So akimbo means you
can't...
It just
means open.
Oh.
Really? Because, okay, so from my understanding of it, it's meant that your arms are at your side, so it's dual wielding, essently.
No, no, open.
Well, your bows are open.
Yeah, I'm going to Google. Yeah. I'm Googling now. You guys...
Please do. Yeah, because we should probably know more about our own name.
were you aware of legs akimbo?
I was not aware. We joke about legs akimbo.
But it seems to be an actual...
Apparently, it's...
This could be a huge moment.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ideally.
While he's looking that up, it will take him a second. How was the gig last week? How was the reception? How was the crowd?
Blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the coolest venues we've played at in a long time.
Yeah.
It's so nice in there. And all the bands that were there, we were actually blown away because we had never played with any of those bands before. But man, shout out to all of them.
Yeah, they're good, huh?
They're really good.
I've noted that you've played some crazy gigs. Apparently, I'm supposed to ask you about what the craziest one was.
Oh, you got it. Oh, yeah. Actually, I might have a different answer.
What's it called?
When we released our first single after our EP, it's called Little Insensitive. This was in February. We had a release show at The Study in Hollywood, and we really went hard on the promoting, just try to get as many people there as possible, and we ended up getting the fire marshal called
the
venue.
Good.
And,
school.
Yeah, they tried to shut us down.
Yeah, that's cool. Exactly what you
but
want,
But you
right?
can't shut down the Akimbo.
We almost moved to a different venue. There was like an attached bar that was not
suited for it. They were like, we need to go to the nightclub next door.
Yeah.
Well. Did you find legs Akimbo?
Yeah, and we're both right.
We're both right.
We're both right because for arms, it's hands on hips, as you said. And then it says, of other limbs flung out wildly or haphazardly. I mean, of other limbs. What other limbs are there?
Only for arms. Only for arms, it means stuck at your
arms,
side.
At your side with your elbows out.
For every other limb.
For all other limbs.
And that's us. We're different because we're a little more secure. That's why we chose the name.
You have a stance that looks confident. And looks, like you could be carrying a carpet.
Two pairs
like
of skis.
A roll of carpet.
Too silly. But it's a great name, of course. It sounds like an African country, Legs Akimbo.
Yeah. And it's you know what? You know what I realize? It's easy to scroll to on people's phones.
It is.
Oh, it's right there.
Right there in the
ace. Do people have you in their phones collectively as the band name? A band landline or something?
Yeah, I think like on iTunes and on your phone, like we're the first guys that come up, like when you plug your phone in and it's like that one song that always comes up. I think that's
I see what you mean.
But we do have a collective pager if you
exactly.
Not for people who are calling the band as a whole.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really interesting because bands should do that. They've got to think about this stuff because we're always frantically Googling the next new band that comes up in rotation. And Arms Akimbo is, you know, we're going to find you, aren't we? Mm-hmm. If you call these bands are calling themselves Chance. You Google it, and there's 8 pages till you get to the actual band, you know. So there you go.
Good job, guys. We commend you for the name.
Thank you for the name.
So tell us about the latest single before we go that came out just last week, right?
This is our new single is a song called Michigan, and it's a song that I wrote after my grandpa passed away, actually, a couple years ago. Hmm. And I was wondering sort of what to do with it. It was actually just an acoustic track for a super long time. And when we started working together, I just felt like, you know.
I bullied him into using this song. He was in another band, and he was like, do you guys like any of these? I was like, he was going to let it die with the other band, I think. But he said that song's too good to pass up.
Yeah, a lot of times our songs have, like, different energies to them, and we're not really sure, you know, what's going to fit or what's not until we really put it there, and once we tried it once, it was, you know, it was set. So we've had that song for a while, and it's awesome to be able to see people listen to it and really enjoy it. So it's out on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Tidal. Bandcamp, Tidal.
Good for you.
Wait, is it really on
Tidal?
Is
it on Tidal?
Oh yeah, it is on Tidal. It is on Tidal.
Good, I'm glad.
Send it to all distributors.
It seems like you guys share the duties of writing and singing, the two of you. So you kind of have maybe two different feels for your band based on who's performing.
Yeah,
yeah. We kind of surprised each other when we started realizing like what groove we're fitting. So the lucky thing about us is that all of us play all the instruments and we all sing as well, so we kind of rotate a lot. So it's oddly enough we're all fighting over the drum kit usually because it's just the most fun one. But we're starting to realize that like I'm starting to write some of the sadder stuff and you're starting to write some of the happier stuff, which is not what we initially
we thought it was the other way around.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's got like the rasp, my voice a little softer, so it's kind of like different characters almost.
His voice has glasses on him.
Well, he is wearing glasses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Colin was singing as well. Then let's out for Tustin in the corner.
The silent killer.
That's it. That's all I want you to say. That's perfect. Arms Akimbo, we're big fans of your guys. And congrats on winning Locally Crafted. One more time, website, social media, where do you want people to go?
We got Facebook, we got Instagram, we got Twitter. Follow us on all of those. Pretty much if you just search Arms Akimbo on any of those sites, we'll be there. You look like you got something.
Please follow us on Twitter. We need more Twitter followers.
not desperately.
We're not desperate.
Really, really putting work here, Matt.
He's like, it's the fruits of his labor.
Thanks for stripping down for us this morning and doing that acoustic. It was really awesome. Again, Arms Akimbo on KX93.5. Bye, guys. Thank you.